The Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the fourth day of the blessed month of Tutor. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where all sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, Abba Macarius II, the 69th Pope of the great city of Alexandria, departed in the year 1122 after Christ. This father was pious and ascetic since his young age and longed for the monastic life. He went to the desert of Skeet and became a monk in the monastery of St. Macarius. He devoted himself to worship and spiritual struggle. He instructed himself by reading the Holy Scriptures, their interpretation, and by contemplating on its meaning. He grew in virtues and was ordained a priest. When Abba Michael, the 68th Pope, departed and the papal throne became vacant, a group of bishops and priests went to the wilderness of Skeet. They assembled in the church with the elders of Skeet. They remained there for many days, searching and scouting for who would be best for this position. Finally, they unanimously agreed to choose this father for what was known of his good character and excellent attributes. They took him and bound him against his will, and he cried out and begged them with excuses to release him, saying, "I am not fit to be raised to the dignity of the papacy." They brought him bound to the city of Alexandria and ordained him patriarch. The deed of his appointment was read in the church of Al-Mu'allaqa, the church of the Holy Virgin, in the Greek, Coptic, and Arabic languages. During his papacy, he added to his worship and piety. He taught and preached the people daily. He gave alms and did works of mercy to the poor and needy. During his papacy, he never asked for any of the church's money, but rather he used to give a large portion of the contributions which he received to be spent on different righteous deeds. He completed 27 years in the papacy and departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.